Unit 23, White Collar Crime. The banker sat sweating in his chair in the courtroom, unsure of how the rest of his day was going to turn out for him. Currently, he was in the middle of a case regarding a questionable business practice at his firm. His advisor told him that he should settle, but the banker was certain he was innocent. Though the banker was the only one on trial, the case itself dealt with the core group of investors at the firm, including the CEO and president. They were being sued by angry debtors who were sure that they were being taken advantage of. The debtors held that the bank was stealing part of their funds and investing them in illegal manners in the stock market. Rather than serving their interests, they felt the bankers were using them for their own benefit. The banker on trial confided in his lawyer and hoped he would have the means to get him out of trouble. Though he posed as an innocent victim, it was clear the banker and his firm were guilty of investment fraud. There was not a bone of dignity in his body, and the banker did not care for the troubles of the less fortunate so long as he got rich. The honorable judge walked into the courtroom and asked for the details of the case. The lawyer for the prosecution stated that the banker was on trial for the embezzlement of approximately $3 million. He contended that if he was not brought to justice, the banker and his cronies would migrate to luxurious islands and live off their fortunes. Though he did not have all the proof necessary for a full trial, the prosecutor was sure the man was guilty. He asked the judge to issue warrants to the police so that they could search through the firm's files and determine what practices they were doing in secrecy. He pointed out that the firm had fallen to the temptation of collecting absorbent amounts of wealth and that they needed to be stopped before others were injured. The judge then heard the banker's case. The banker no longer looked as though he was content. As his lawyer stated the firm's case, he nervously scratched at the plywood underneath the bench as he awaited the outcome of his trial.